Welcome to this demonstration of the Flexi, F-L-E-K-S-Y, on-screen keyboard, currently for your iPhone, at the time and date of this recording, which is in mid-June 2012. And basically, the Flexi keyboard application is an on-screen keyboard, as I said, for your iPhone, which works by recognizing patterns on your keyboard to approximate the words you are constructing, if you like, and then suggests a word, or in fact gets it right the first time based on your actual positions of the letters on the keyboard. So in other words, you don't actually have to find the letters on the keyboard. As long as you can approximate the actual position of those keys on the QWERTY keyboard on the screen, then you're fine. So you don't actually have to look at the keys, access the keys. As long as you roughly do the patterns and spell the words correctly, the first time it normally gets it, otherwise you can certainly access the suggestions. The Flexi keyboard application does work in conjunction with the VoiceOver screen reader application built into your iPhone, and of course your iPod Touch for that matter, and of course other versions for other tablets. Currently, as far as the iPhone is concerned and the iPod Touch, you need iOS 5.0 or above. Before you actually run the Flexi on-screen keyboard application, now remembering that currently on the iPhone, you can't swap in another keyboard to replace the iOS keyboard, so you actually have to run this application to do typing in the application. But before you actually run the application, there's two suggested setups. The first of all is to assign the pressing of the home button three times, called triple click home, to VoiceOver. And basically you do that in settings, general, accessibility, triple click, and choose VoiceOver. That way you can toggle VoiceOver by pressing the home button three times to turn VoiceOver on or off. The other setting is to enable your keyboard click sounds, and you can get to those in settings, sounds, keyboard clicks. So I've already set up my triple click home and my keyboard click sounds. And basically, when you first run the application, it may take up to a minute to load. I've currently got my Flexi application installed on my iPhone. Currently it's the iPhone 4S. And of course, I've currently got VoiceOver running with hints turned off. So just let me access the Flexi application on the screen. I'm going to touch on the screen with one finger and see if I can land on my Flexi application. Otherwise, of course, we know that we can do a one finger flick left or right with VoiceOver. And when we get to the item we want, we can do a one finger double tap anywhere on the screen to activate the application. So I'll do that now. I'm just going to touch my screen.
Flexi.
There's the Flexi application. One finger double tap to activate.
Flexi, loading. Loading. Loading, dart. Loading, dart. Loading. Dart. Loading. Dart. Loading. Dart. Alert. Triple click home to start typing, or swipe right for more options.
Okay, so as you heard, it said triple click home to start typing with the application. Because the way this app's designed, you need to turn VoiceOver off to access the pattern style keyboard. And by the way, it actually does speak in its own right, so you're not losing speech access. So at the moment, if I just leave VoiceOver on, and I do a one-finger flick to the right with my finger, or swipe to the right.
Instructions. Button.
That's the instructions button. If I do one finger flick again.
Setup. Button.
Is the setup button. Now currently, both the instructions button and the setup button will run Safari, which will take you basically to the instructions part of the flexi.com website, and at the moment the instructions and setup buttons will take you to the www.flexi.com website, which is basically the online instruction manual for using the app. So let me just do one finger flick back to the left, or swipe back to the left.
Instructions. Button. Triple click home to start typing, or swipe right for more options.
Okay, we've already swiped right to see the instructions and setting button. Let me just toggle VoiceOver off with the triple click home function with the home button. So I'm going to press the home button 3 times to turn VoiceOver off. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off. Typing. Triple click for menu.
Okay, and of course it's just given us instruction to triple click again with the home button to access that menu or the action menu that we just flicked right to get to previously. Okay, so let's type our first word. Let's type in the word bananas. And remember that I said in the beginning, you're approximating the positions of the letters that make up the word on the keyboard. Okay, so I'm going to type in B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Okay, and as you can tell, I'm not getting any keyboard echo that you would normally get with VoiceOver using the traditional Apple iOS keyboard. And to complete the word, to see what I've got and put a space in it, I do a one finger flick to the right or swipe to the right with one finger.
Bananas.
Bananas. Okay, so as you can tell, I got that right first off. And again, that was me typing and accessing the keys on the keyboard where I think they are on the QWERTY keyboard. So for example, when I accessed the letter B, I was down the bottom row, if you like, on the screen in the middle. When I accessed the A, it was up a little bit and right over to the left. When I came back down and accessed the N, I was on the bottom middle, slightly over to the right on the bottom row. Back up a little bit, far over to the left for the A again, and so on. So I'm approximating, moving my finger to that spot on the keyboard. Now, if you don't get it correct, the system does come up with order suggestions that I'll go through in a minute. And as I just said, when you do a one finger flick to the right to complete the word, you're also putting in a space. Okay, so let me just type in a random word, and we'll see if it gets it the first time, and also if we can access the suggestions as well. So I'm going to type in the word phone. So I'm going to do P-H-O-N-E, one finger flick to the right.
Phone.
Okay, I got it right that time as well. Let's try again. Let me try the word mouse. M-O-U-S-E, one finger flick to the right.
House.
Good. Now it's got house. Now, I actually don't want the word house. I want the word mouse, M-O-U-S-E. So to access the suggestions, it's a one finger flick down on the screen, or one finger swipe down.
Night.
Night.
Noise.
Noise.
Hours.
Hours.
Buffy.
Buffy.
Bluff.
Bluff.
Mouse.
And there's mouse. And at this point, it's already replaced the word house with the suggestion mouse. So I actually don't have to flick right again, or one finger swipe to the right, to put in that word. It puts it in straight away. Now, if I want to hear what I've typed so far, if I hold the iPhone up to my ear like I'm having a phone call, it's actually going to actually read out what we've typed in so far. So I'll do that now. I'm holding it up to my ear.
Bananas, phone, mouse.
Okay, so bananas, phone, mouse. Not a very interesting sentence. So let me just do that one more time. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to write the word. One finger flick to the right or swipe to the right to complete the word. If it gets it wrong, I'll flick down to the suggestions. And of course, if you bypass the suggestion, you can always do a one finger flick up to access back up the list for the suggestions you want. And then basically, once you've got the suggestion you want, you just keep typing and go straight to the next word. Okay, so now let me try the word hospital. So H-O-S-P-I-T-A-L, one finger flick to the right or one finger swipe to the right.
Hospital.
Got that correct as well. Okay, let me try another word then. Let's try the word on. O-N, one finger flick to the right.
On.
Nope, got that one. Let's try of. O-F, one finger flick to the right.
Of.
Got that one. Is. I-S, one finger flick to the right.
Is.
One more time. Let's try it. I-T.
It.
Got that one as well. I'm getting a bit desperate here. What's another short word we can try? Let's try O-N-E. One. O-N-E. One finger flick to the right.
I've.
Great. It got that wrong finally. Okay, so let's do one finger flick down to go through the suggestions.
Ice. One.
And there's one. Okay, so I've got one already there. Now I can type in my next word. So I'm going to type in the number two. T-W-O. One finger flick to the right.
Two.
So as you can tell, let's just put that normal word in straight away with a space after the word one. Now if I want to check that, again, I can hold my iPhone up to my ear.
Bananas phone mouse. Hospital on a visit 1-2.
Now let's say, for example, we want to actually delete a word. To delete a word, it's a one finger flick to the left or one finger swipe to the left. So if I do that now, one finger flick to the left.
Deleted 2.
Okay, I'll get that. And it tells you that it's deleted the word 2 in this case. So let's do it again. One finger flick to the left.
Deleted 1.
Okay, deleted 1. One finger flick to the left.
Deleted it.
It, and so on. Now, if I wanted to delete right back to the beginning and get rid of absolutely everything, I can drag my finger across the screen and hold and stop my finger on the screen, and then we'll keep deleting it backwards rather than having me to keep doing flick, flick, flick to the left all the time to go word by word. So I'll do that now. I drag my finger across and hold.
No more text to delete.
Okay, so I've just got rid of all those words I've just typed in. So let me just type in a short couple of words. I'm just going to type in this.
This
is
a
test. Now let's say, for example, you're halfway through a word and you've made a mistake or it's the wrong word. You can also delete that word in the same way you can delete the previous word. Okay, so let's start typing the word horse. H-O-R-S. And I think, oops, no, I didn't want to type the word in horse. I wanted to type in the word dog. So I do one finger flick to the left. I've got rid of horse. Now just type in dog. D-O-G. One finger flick to the right.
Dog.
Okay, and we've got our word dog. So again, it's partially typed in the word. If you've made a mistake, one finger flick to the left or one finger swipe to the left, gets rid of the word, retype it, and one finger flick to the right to put a space in and keep typing. Okay, now let's say you'd like to put punctuation in when you're typing. So let me just delete the word dog.
Deleted dog.
So I've deleted the word dog and we've just got this is a test. Let me get rid of the previous word, which was test.
Deleted test.
Okay, and I'm going to retype it in. I'm going to put a period in there. So I'm going to do T-E-S-T, one finger flick to the right.
Test.
And then one finger flick to the right again.
Period.
And there's our full stop. Now, just in case I didn't want to put a period in there, but I wanted to put a comma or a question mark, it's the same with the suggestions. I can do one finger flick down.
Comma.
Comma.
Question mark.
Question
exclamation mark,
mark. Exclamation mark.
Colon.
Okay, or colon. And of course, I want to go back up. One finger flick up, one finger swipe up.
Exclamation mark. Question mark.
Okay, so if I wanted to type in, this is a test question mark, and I've completed that particular question, I can now just keep typing. I don't need to put a space in because it's going to put a space in automatically, and I can say, yes, it is. So Y-E-S.
Yes.
I-T.
It.
I-S. Full stop, which is basically one finger swipe twice to the right.
Is. Period.
And there we go. So I've wanted to read back what I've just typed in. Again, hold the phone up to my ear.
This is a test. Yes, it is.
Okay, and there's our sentence again. Now let's say, for example, we would also like to put a new line in to our document. Well, a new line is a one finger flick to the right and hold. So basically, you're dragging your finger across the screen and then stopping and holding it there. And then that will put a new line into your current text on the screen. Okay, so I'll do that now. I want to put a new line in here. So I'm going to do, so I'm going to touch the screen on the left-hand side, drag my finger across to the right-hand side. When I get it over to the right-hand side, I'm going to stop my finger moving and then hold it there. So I'll do that now. On the screen, going across, holding.
New line.
Okay, and I've just put in two new lines. And basically, if I wanted to get rid of one of those new lines, of course, it's the same command to get rid of words and or punctuation for that matter. And that's a one finger flick to the left or one finger swipe to the left. So I'll do that now. One finger flick to the left.
Deleted new line.
Okay, and I've got rid of one of those new lines. So basically, a one finger flick or one finger swipe to the left will get rid of new lines, punctuation, or words. Now let's say we want to actually type in numbers. Well, what the Flexi app actually allows you to do is access a rotor, much like you access the rotor in VoiceOver, to currently get to another two different types of keyboards on the screen. So if I do a two-finger rotate now, and basically I'm putting my fingers on the screen at the clock face of 9 and 3, and I'm rotating them, so my left finger's going up to 10, my right finger's coming down to 4. So I'll do that now.
Symbols.
That's the symbols keyboard. And if I do it again, put my fingers on 9 and 3, and again rotate, left finger coming up to 10, right finger coming down to 4.
Numbers.
There's numbers. And now we've currently got the numbers keyboard on the screen, and it's a telephone style keyboard. So the top row we have 1, 2, 3, next row 4, 5 and 6, next row 7, 8, 9, and of course the 0 in the middle below the 8. And if I wanted to type in a phone number, I can quite easily do that by, again, touching the screen, and it will respond with the actual numbers that I'm currently typing in. So I'll do that now. I'm actually going to type in 1-3-0-0-8-4-7-4-6-6. Okay, so 1-300 or 1-300-847-466. And if you're wondering, and you probably are correct, then if I do a one finger flick back to the left or one finger swipe back to the left, it's going to treat that whole number as if it was a word. So it will delete the whole word. So if I do that now, one finger flick to the left.
Deleted 130,084,746.
Okay, it's just got rid of the whole number that I've just typed in. So what I normally do when I'm using the keyboard, I tend to type in groups of numbers. So I do
1-3-0-0.
Okay, and then I do a space with one finger flick to the right and one finger swipe to the right. So I've got 1-3-0-0, then 8.
8-4-7.
One finger flick to the right again and one finger swipe to the right. 4-6-6.
4-6-9.
Okay, now because I've just made a mistake in the last number, if I now do a one finger flick to the left and one finger swipe to the left.
Deleted 46.
It's only got rid of the last couple of numbers. It hasn't got rid of the whole number that I've just typed in. So I can retype in 4-6-6 now. So
4-6-6.
And space, one finger flick to the right and one finger swipe to the right. And of course, again, to hear what we've typed, I hold the phone to my ear.
This is a test. Yes, it is 1-3-0-0-8-4-7-4-6-6.
And of course, another reason for typing the numbers in that way is that you don't get that huge number being read out by the built-in text-to-speech in the iPhone, or the iPod Touch for that matter. Now, of course, we want to get back to the letters keyboard. If I just do a two-finger rotate now, clockwise.
Letters.
And we're back to letters. Now, let's say, for example, when you're wanting to type in a town name or a person's name and it's not really going to be in the suggestions list, you actually can type in names and words, etc., manually. And it's almost like using the touch typing mode in VoiceOver that you would normally turn on when you first go in with the normal on-screen keyboard. You do your two-finger rotate to typing, and then, of course, you can do a one-finger flick up or down to switch between standard typing, which is the one-finger double tap on a letter, or a drag your finger around the keyboard and then take your finger off the letter to put it in, which is the touch typing mode. At this point in time, in this particular pre-release version, that particular mode is not too successful. So for this demonstration, I'll currently leave that one out. Now, as far as capitalizations go, the Plexi keyboard application will actually capitalize the beginning of sentences and also capitalize names automatically. So you don't have to worry about that particular feature at all. So what I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to turn VoiceOver back on again, press the home button three times, triple click home, 1, 2, 3.
Alert.
Okay, now if I want to check where I am, I'm currently on the screen that basically just prompted us before to turn triple click on or off. But if I do one finger flick to the right.
Email button.
There's our menu now with more options in it. Remember before when we first started, because we didn't have any text in there, we just had the instructions and settings button. Now we've got the full action menu or the main menu. Now that we've got text in there. Now, for the moment, if I just do one finger flick back to the left or one finger swipe back to the left.
Triple click home to resume typing or swipe right for more options.
Okay, so we can do triple click home, press the home button 3 times to turn voiceover off and keep typing. Or we can do one finger flick to the right.
Email button.
And we can send the text that we've just typed via email, one finger flick to the right.
Message button.
We can message it, one finger flick to the right.
Tweet button.
We can tweet it, one finger flick to the right.
Copy button.
Copy. So copy to the clipboard so that we can paste it to another application.
Clear button.
We can clear the text that's already in there, so get rid of the whole lot.
Instructions button.
One finger flick to the right again takes us to instructions again, which is currently running Safari to bring up that web page. One finger flick to the right again.
Feedback button.
And feedback. It basically brings up an email, which will automatically get sent to the developers at flexi.com to look at your comments concerning the application. And of course, one more finger flick to the right, and we can't go any further. So for the moment, I'm actually just going to copy what I've typed in to the clipboard. So I'm going to do one finger flick back to the left, one finger swipe back to the left.
Instructions, clear, copy button.
And I'm going to copy the text. So one finger double tap.
Text copied, alert.
Now for the moment, I'm actually going to clear my current typing. So I'm going to do one finger flick to the right.
Clear button.
And I'm going to clear that text. So one finger double tap on the clear button.
Text cleared. Alert. Triple click home to start typing or swipe right for more options.
And we're finished. I'm going to press the home button to come out of the Plexi keyboard application.
Plexi.
Okay, let me go back to my main home screen, pressing the home button.
Home. Messages. 22 new items.
Okay, I'm going to go and touch on notes on my main home screen.
Notes.
One finger double tap to open up notes.
Notes. Notes.
Touch the add button at the top right hand side of the screen.
Add button.
One finger double tap.
Note. Text field.
Okay,
is editing.
Two finger rotate to editing.
Characters. Words. Edit.
One finger flick up.
Paste.
Okay, there's paste. One finger double tap.
This is a test. Yes, it is. 1003.
And I just did a two finger touch on the screen to stop it talking. And then I can just press my home button.
Notes.
Okay, and I'm back on my main home screen. And of course, if I want to get back to the Plexi keyboard application, press the home button twice for my app switcher.
App switcher. Notes.
One finger flick to the right.
Plexi.
There's Plexi. One finger double tap.
Plexi. Triple click home to start typing or swipe right for more options.
And I'm back in the Plexi keyboard application. If I wanted to check if there's any text in there, I just hold it up to my
ear. No text.
And there's no text in there. So press the home button to come back out.
Messages. 22 new items.
And I've come back to my main home screen on my iPhone. So that concludes this demonstration of the Plexi keyboard application for use with VoiceOver. If you'd like to get reviews, contact information, frequently asked questions, and other information concerning the application, please go to the website, which is www.flexi, that's FLEKSY.com. Just a final note, remember this is currently beta software, so there may be some changes in the time that you actually listen to this particular demonstrations, and there will be follow-up demonstrations as the application is further developed and comes to market. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.